说他是谁说那么转着花朵当你的母亲把你学习你们说那么的多的如果有三件说他是谁说那么转着花朵当你的母亲把你学习你们说那么的多有三界这东西你说那么长这关的短你听说起你把这些事情给你说三界这个妈
시디 그럼 요나만 어떤 직도 왔다 이제 체외 롱티 기후 사만 주만 있어요 요 따다디 가소라 그나 강사 상식이 매봐 삼도다 하나 따디 그나 로주게 이제 체외 롱티도 왔다 기후 사만 주만 있어요 매매 롱매 나가면서 남시 민나 꿈이나 딜리시메 기후 강사
So there's this verse by Nagarjuna in his work called The Precious Garland, which is useful to reflect on, you know, when trying to understand or meditate on selflessness. Yeah. So in that verse he says, the person is not earth, the person is not fire, the person is not wind, the person is not consciousness, not space, the person is also not the consciousness, and the person is also not the, the composite or the collection of all these. Then what person? What is the person apart from this?
어떻게니? 따뜻하게 소화되래. 그나 닦아서 따소소 삼바타이 말해. 따 나스메디다. 거기 초도도 해야 되지. 아니지. 거기 초도도 해야 되는 거지. 남대 시다 두스나. 아니 씨, 나 저도 나와 나시 두 담이도 쓴 거겠다. 선보 단심해도, 어.
So, when we look at ourselves, the I, or the self, or the person, we appear to be self-instituting. Right there, be able to stand on its own feet. So this is how the I appears. So let's check and see if the I really exists in the way it appears.
我都是你，但说说什么东西，但我刚说这个，说说什么东西，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢，我呢
It is said that in reality, the I, the self, or the person, exists as that which is merely posited by the mind, merely labeled by the mind. So it is said. But in our experience, how does the I appear to us? It appears as something real, right there, standing on its own 2 feet from its own sight. So not only does the I appear to us in this way, we assent to the appearance, we believe that that's how the I exists. Yeah. So what we have to do is to check to see if the I really exists in the way it appears to us. And we could do that by reflecting on the verse that was just quoted.
Yeah.
So though it is said that the I exists, in reality the I exists as something that is merely posited by mind, merely labeled by mind, that is not how it appears. It appears, the I appears to us as existing right there from his own side, able to stand on his own 2 feet, yeah, independent of other factors. Yeah. So that self-instituted I, which appears to us, that is the object of negation. Yeah. So what we have to see is, check for ourselves, is whether such an I, the self-instituted I existing right there from his own side, whether it really exists or not. The person is that which is merely vaccinated, independence upon the 6 elements. While that is the case, but if we look for the person amongst the 6 elements, starting from earth, fire, and so forth, then we will not be able to point out, any of the 6 elements as being the person.
So
So not only is the person not any of the six elements, the person is also not a composite of the six elements. So the I, the self, the person is not any of the six elements. It is also not the composite of those six elements. And the I is also not something separate from the six elements. If you look for the person outside of the six elements, you know, you look for an I that is of a different nature, of a separate entity from the six elements, you will not be able to find such an I also. So what is the person then? The person is not real because it is a composite of the six elements. So what that means is because the person is that which is merely designated independence upon the six elements, as such, the person does not exist by its own entity, but does not exist from his own side. As such, person is not, there's no real person. So because the person is designated independence upon the composite or of the six elements, as such the person does not is not real, does not exist from his own side. Likewise, just as the person is not real in that way, each of the six elements, because each of the six elements are themselves composites, yeah, made up of their own respective parts, yeah, because each of the six elements are merely designated independence upon their own parts. Those six elements on their own are also not real.
어, 독신이, 돈다 인티리, 다 디기다, 조조, 다, 아니, 담보, 강사, 강사 왔으니, 다음에 왔으면 다행시. 오니그 두번에 왔으면, 아니, 다가나시, 디네마다, 감쪽으로 해, 네, 오니그 두번에 왔으면, 당시에, 다, 죽이 담에 왔으면 다행, 공화도 해. 좋아.
So the, this verse, consists of, talks about, the, selflessness of persons and the selflessness of phenomena. Yeah. So first, one reflects on how the person is not real, and then next, likewise, just as the person is not real, then one reflects on how the six elements themselves are also not real, yeah, because they are merely designated independence on upon their own parts. Yeah.
Oh, 독신이 세상다. 땅에서 섬 땅도 데려다 강사 세대다 오늘 보기 레레 저도 매등했다 다 매스나 되게 아마래 나왔다 매발라 다 변화 독체나 다 강사 죽어 죽어서 매발지 차게 여도 있네 다 강사 매발을 했으나 양지 다 독신 제도 이게 매발이다 강사 세 이게 매발이다 매발을 했으나 양 되게 아마래 나왔지 아마 딱 대상 뒤와도 동작이 기우 감쪽 뒤에서 양다만 있어 다 더더 뒤양 쇼크들은 고개를 해요. 독신째나 강사지 누구 주스냐고. 대래 샤바야 샤야매 된 것이. 매바를 했으면 매바 말했어. 대사람, 민독신, 더바 찍어서 매바 말했다. 감도 두 발로 뗐는 딱 말했어. 양타바 두여하래 마도, 양타바 두여 말해 마도 강사 매바 말했어. 어떤 뒤에 신고구여래.
We have to understand that the conclusion is not that the person does not exist. Although it is true, if you look for the person amongst the six elements, you know, each of the six elements, you will not be able to point out any of the six elements to be the person. One will not be able to also point out that the composite or the coming together of the six elements, that composite or that collection, one will not be able to say that that is the person as well. Well, then if you look for the person outside of the aggregates, outside of the six elements, you look for that real person, you will not be able to point out such a real person. Then, you know, if the person is not findable amongst the aggregates, nor outside the aggregates, then one may doubt, oh, then, you know, the person does not exist. That is incorrect. While it is true that the real I cannot be found amongst the aggregates, nor outside of the aggregates. But this doesn't prove that the person does not exist. This proves that the real person does not exist. It proves that the I, the self, the person does not exist from his own side. Yeah, does not exist as real. So as such, you know, the paragraph, you know, that section concludes by saying, because the person is a coming together of the six elements, or the meaning being that because the person is that which is merely designated independence upon the six elements. So this shows that the person exists, just that the person does not exist as real. So the verse says that the person is not the earth, not the water, not fire, not wind, not the space element. Yeah. The person is also not the consciousness. Yeah. So this is what we have to check. Yeah. Okay, we check if the person is indeed not the earth, or is it the earth? And if the person is the person indeed not the fire element, and so forth. Then the question is, does such an analysis harms our ignorance, misconceiving an I or not. This is what we have to analyze. Does such a way of analyzing, does it harm our ignorance or not? Does it lead us into realizing our emptiness or not? So if we think, we use this verse and think about it, does it really lead us to realizing emptiness? Because if it does lead us to realize emptiness, then this process of investigation must harm our ignorance. In order to move towards realizing emptiness, this analysis must harm our ignorance. Yeah, this right. It's relatively easy to be able to discover that the I is not any of the five aggregates. Yeah, that is not not really a big deal. Yeah, I mean, if you look at the I is the I, the form aggregate. Or then you have the head, you have the leg, you have the arms, you have the body. Oh, it's quite straightforward, isn't it? Obviously, the eye is not the head, the eye is not the hand, the eye is not the leg. So that's not a very a big deal, to understand that.
Yeah.
So I think that's quite straightforward. I think you understand, yeah. Or if you think in this way, oh, is the person the head? Oh, of course, the person is not the head. The person is not the arms. Is not the leg. So that's quite straightforward. That's quite easy, isn't it? But then, does this mean that you know? What is the object of negation? Does it lead one, that kind of discovery, does it lead one closer to harming ignorance? Does it lead one closer to realizing emptiness? I mean, it's obvious, right? If you think about it, you will not say your eye is your head, yeah? You will not say that it's your hand, yeah? So you don't find the eye, right? So because of not finding the eye in your head, in your arms, in your legs, in whatever, does it mean that you have ascertained emptiness now? Does it mean you have ascertained emptiness now?
Huh? You're sleeping or listening? Look like I was sleeping. Huh? I'm meditating. I don't know. Combined together. Tanda, that is some tanda. That tells some. That today is some tanda. Tanda lava na shine. Do sit down. To the red na some tanda. Ani chick. So 가시라 녀기야 말해 가시라 만은 나 돈이 떡보줘야 갚으러 와 가시 직마툰 나 돈이 떡보줘야 갚으러 와 대대 책에도 변두도 단대 먼저 초등 마지막 대만 이모도 와 뭔가 쓰듯이 초등 여 대만 잘해 이모도 와
So you know you can you know it's no big deal to discover that the eye is not the head, the eye is not the leg, the eye is not the body, then the eye is not this, the eye is not that, you know. You know. But if your discovery, of course the eye is not that, but if you discover that even, but if your discovery, your eye is not your head, not your this, not the that, you know. But then in the course of your discovery and then at the end of your discovery, there's still a feeling of eye there. There's still appearance of a real, inherently existent eye there. This shows that your discovery or your analysis has not even touched the object of negation. If you do not even touch the object of negation, if you do not harm the object of negation, there's no way to realize emptiness.
Oh, 독신이 제가 다 대인자 디슈드 등을 다 기부 감독 드비스 양담아 있어. 또 나이 나 기부 세리 오늘 지다 박이 부모가 레레는 말해. 다 대례신의 여 말해. 다 기부 세리 다 부모가 두발라 딱 삼실해. 박이다 초두기 두바지 여 말해. 딱 삼실해. 양담아 두바 여 말해. 근데 배신다 오늘 강세 딘데시 캐고하시. 또 나이 기부 세리다 박이 너희 샥삼래 딘데시다 배신다. 코르고야지, 로봐, 지금. 어디 코르바이나, 베제다, 보기다, 가시 직투베, 감독 두 발라 때는 딱상을 했어. 양탑을 좀 요만해. 셋이다, 즉, 지마딩 베제다, 내시고야지, 맨로스모다.
So, yeah, so, 나무진아 says, the person, 기구차야, the person is not earth. It's not earth element, no, it's not the water element, it's not the fire element, it's not the wind element, it's not the space element, it's not the consciousness. Even putting all this together themselves, that is not the person, you know. Then, you know, then if this is not the person, that is not the person, then is the person, if it's just such a real eye, does it exist outside of the aggregates? Then, you know, then you look for it, you will not be able to find that eye. Then, if at the end of this, you know, one understands, oh, the person is only that which is. It really, that real I does not exist whatsoever. But it exists, there is that mere, you know, that I which is just merely designated in dependence upon the aggregates or the six elements, yeah. So, the person who has that understanding or that feeling probably is someone who can really touch the object of negation. That means to hit the object of negation, yeah, which is crucial, yeah, before emptiness can be realized, yeah. Or, yeah.
Oh, 독신이 다 돈다이니 다기 싶어나 싫어. 다 망세도 초도 등에서 균도 낭대시, 랑스 망세도 초도 낭대시. 다 남았다기 어디요 말해 나 생일이 똑같이 딱 숨질했어 어디 내지도 지금 고할래 고해 배다 배났다 보기 그러고 강사기 다음에 똑새들 배지 다 뒤내지 차트가 있나 아니지 다 보기 강사기 당면하네 가루가루 다 녀바니 해차기요 그래
So yeah the person who has that understanding that you know that You know, real, oh, the person, you know, the real eye does not exist at all. Yeah. Although it appears to exist in that way, it really doesn't exist in that way. No. That it is just something, you know, the eye is only that which is just something, you know, posited, just an imputation of the mind. Yeah. So that is an understanding which is a real understanding. Which comes with some, you know, real understanding of what selflessness is.
Oh, today is not. 아니지다. 또니 보기 감사하게 다음에 today 아니 보기 가시하는 눈치네. 아 가서 아니 근데 가서 내 돈나 다 당질을 내고 해야 돼. 와.
야, so such a person, then is able to harm, to damage the object of negation. Then can, the person can have some move closer understanding of emptiness. Yeah.
어, 독시도 안에 지금 단지 마리바스도 신의 안에 지금 주일로이마 세지다 오늘 지금 신토베시다 딱동안서 지금 속도도 중간 아진댕이 아니 딜라 단지 마리바스 다띠 오늘 지금 보겠다 강사 세지 민장 따여 잠시 마시 상도 코엔도 가라 나 단지 마리바스도 오늘로 주말을 쉬었습니다 지금 오늘 지금 다 니세바 세지다 어딘데래
So that the person who has that feeling, understanding already, oh, the person is just none other than that which is merely imputed by thought. It does not exist in the way it appears, no. Then only then, you know, then the person can wakes up in that. The person then really starts to see, no, experiences that, oh, that this ignorance apprehending itself is really mistaken consciousness. Yeah. It's really mistaken. Yeah.
어, 된대신에, 거, 아니, 마릭바스에 대해 노출해 봐. 어, 독신에 대해, 원해 지금 딱, 뭐, 내술래, 아니, 지금 뺏, 투대 봐, 임바시, 시엔도 배시. 땀, 아니, 돈이 또 별로, 원해서 뭐, 내술래, 내대 봐시. 나 돈이 있어야 되겠다. 라심해 봐, 세대. 내술래, 내대 봐시. 내 삶도 코요나? 아니, 지금 딱, 지성 코미 떡기, 아니, 보기. 당신 마릭바디, 아니, 너무 중으로 줘야지. 어디 숨겨라? 내 이긴기, 나. 아니 다바도 담지 캠퍼스 어떡시니다 주베라 아니 먼저 삼모 고려해야지 어디 이번에
so it is taught that so with such this experience that person really can see how ignorance not apprehending itself is a complete distortion of reality whilst the mind which sees the non-inherent existence of things. The person who sees, you know, that things do not exist inherently, you know, is really, you know, does accord with reality. Then with such a understanding and a familiarity with this understanding, then his or her ignorance apprehending itself becomes weaker and weaker over time. And then this person, you know, sees, you know, more and more the possibility of liberation and enlightenment. Yeah. That it is really, that such a thing really exists. Yeah.
어, 독신이, 니네 원해서 타바세, 토브루이바, 지마 세루이바, 아니 타바 토브루이바, 지마 세루이바, 니네 시행도 갈라, 아니 시행 원해 보겠다. 갈수하래, 주의 시행하라, 원해 시행 돈이래, 아니 시행 다. 지마 세루이바, 타바 토브루이바, 니네 시행도 나, 아니 보겠다. 남배 슝, 세대 원해 시행합니다. 그랬어. 라마 최대니 덤바디 신담이다 그러셨어. 어떤 내게 아니지 다였고 신담이다 했지 출시해라야지 님 답하네. 되니를 용해 어떤 내 인사를.
So this person sees for himself or herself that liberation is really exists and that he or she can. It's really possible for this, you know, to achieve such a liberation and enlightenment. This person really sees that all the false mystics, obscurations can actually be removed. Yeah. And of course, with this kind of knowledge, then that person's thirst or interest in the Dharma will just occur like naturally. Yeah. Person really look for the Dharma because this person then sees that the Dharma, the Buddha's teachings is a class of its own. It's unparalleled. Likewise, the person sees that the founder, Buddha, who taught such a Dharma, is also in his class of, is in a class of his own. Yeah.
어, 독신 제사 가서 수원 하시래. 다 오늘 보기 제일 무식이다. 전부다 떠받지. 죄기 마와 담에 바로. 토면 준세 된중기 세지 돈다다. 내가 드리지 두고야래. 보기 가르쳤다. 마와 담에 바 세지 조조 된중기 된 숭해. 아, 저도 이제 때는 중화됐어. 어떤 내 통행 균생기, 아니, 뭐네, 지금, 마음을 담아버렸습니다. 또,
So as you've heard, yeah, in the last lesson, I mean, that Lama Tsongkhapa, in his praise to Buddha, he praised the Buddha as being the unexcelled, unparalleled expounder because of your teachings on dependent origination. Yeah.
You understand what I'm talking? No.
Continue with the root text. First three is like a summary of the meaning. From Buddha, the doctrine, from doctrine, the community of superiors, from the community, the basic constituent of essential exalted wisdom is attained. Finally, from exalted wisdom is attained the supreme enlightenment endowed with the qualities of the powers and so forth, and effecting the welfare of sentient beings. The intended audience of this teaching, this particular teaching on the sublime continuum, are Mahayanists. So Mahayanists are distinguished by their mind generation. What is the object of observation, or what is the goal of this mind generation? To achieve full enlightenment, so that you can turn the wheel of Dharma to liberate the sentient beings. So the intended audience are Mahayanists. Mahayanists have mind generation. The object of the goal of this mind generation is to achieve full enlightenment so that one can turn the wheel of Dharma. And through turning the wheel of Dharma, then you produce or you produce this luminous number of superiors. Yeah, which are the intended or special disciples, yeah. So this is an explanation of the goal of the goal or the purpose of the mind generation in the continuum of those intended disciples of this text. So this is an explaining the purpose or the object of the mind generation in the continuum of the special intended disciples of this teaching. So the intended disciples, by seeing the goal, the three jewels, by seeing that, then they develop a wish to purify the basic constituent of defilements. So by developing this aspiration to purify the basic constituent or the Tathagata essence of defilements, through their aspiration, then they achieve that purification. Yeah. So with this aspiration to purify their basic constituent or the Tathagata essence of any of the defilements, so from the aspiration, then one can say that then the Tathagata's essence is then manifested. So where does the Tathagata essence exist? What is its boundary? So it exists prior, it exists all the way up to prior to achieving enlightenment. So the basic constituent of essential exalted wisdom is attained, so and then finally, then there's a word finally from exalted wisdom. So what it's saying is that the Tathagata essence or the basic constituent exists all the way up to before enlightenment. Basically exists before enlightenment. The Tathagata essence or does not exist after enlightenment is achieved.
Oh, the Tingwa Mata, Tima Tata de Vishi, Matabe Marutu, Anishi Karsana, Tishishibi, Kasa. An Tishishibi Nimbo Yare, Tisa, Sanjay Tile Churum Yare, or Tusu Hesita. Timarutu Yare, Karsana, Sanjay Subjay Jula, Tishishibi Yavata, and Subjay Jula, Sanjay Tile Churum Yamadi, Timarutu Yare, Statuta Tiswa.
And then prior to achieving enlightenment, the Tathagata essence exists. As such, then it is suitable then for the Buddha's enlightened activities to engage these sentient beings. So the name Tathagata essence is not given or applied to enlightenment.
Oh, tindarisha, ta tine matu tsawa kanga tuki meha kudu ta. Ta tujan kure tume sui sui tiu batza mokya na bapse tsu chanju sumti. Oh, ta tete shi me do kanshi ta.
So,
在这些那些一些都都讲究脚托不塞的都能讲究脚的托个的是的嘛，他都讲过嘞，三件一些托吧，啊呢，讲究脚的托起像五岁什么的，他这个他们的。
So from the complete purification of all, the stains or defilements, then the supreme enlightenment is achieved. So as such, finally, from exalted wisdom, is attained.The Supreme Enlightenment. And because one achieves enlightenment, then one is endowed with the qualities of power and so forth.And one is endowed also with the enlightened activities affecting the welfare of sentient beings. So the next is an explanation of a presentation of the three jewels. So there is a brief and an extensive presentation here.First, a brief presentation of the Buddha Jewel. Obeisance to the one who has no beginning, middle, or end, who is quiescent, who through Buddhification became Buddhified in self-arisen aspect, and having become Buddhified, taught the path of fearlessness and permanence so that those who had not realized it might realize it, and who, carrying the supreme sword and vajra of knowledge and mercy, cuts the sprouts of suffering and destroys the walls of doubt that are surrounded by the darkness of various views.
That's what now Mithya Buddha said, so I don't know.我就是，从这里的到底啊，到底可能唐伯叔叔早晚得落过来，唐伯，但是他唐伯弄那用啊，可能没得唐，唐伯叔叔落过来，早晚得困难，没可能他开始弄那用过来，那不就几个那年年嘛是，他对那老几个，我记得。
Well, as I mentioned before, if you really want to learn.Then you have to read the text a few times before coming. Regardless of whether you understand what you're reading or not, but you have to, you know, read the text a few times, you know, and then you come to class. But if you're, you know, of course, if you're looking at reading it for the first time, then of course there's no way anything can happen, yeah.
지금강하다높은지기있다중따기있습니다디디시는먼저찍어주는것도시작한다
제가
디메나강고
공을
산적은지최근지가르쓴다도래도래쓴도도시는조야도인구로해나다건지다강하높은지기찍중강하따기있으게되냐고때에서다중을해는말로나야가고도와다디내제상디래다자와디당부놓고야시시다니자와다제제디시시작해라들었다年年过呀嘛，早晚得了打。啊，你这些家伙的打打都给你们多。啊，你过了过两关，我的记性不得。
Well, we are only teaching this because you want to learn, yeah. You say you want to study, yeah. So because you say you want to study, then this is how we're going to do it, yeah. Because if you don't want to study, then there's no need to do all this, isn't it? There's no need to talk about all this in detail. We just say, oh, there's the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, it's finished. You know? So, but if you really want to learn, then if you say you want to learn, then you just have to read the text on your own a few times before coming. And then when you come to class, then you pay attention and you see, you know, what is being explained. Does it make sense? Or does it go with the root text and so forth? Yeah. That is if you want to learn.
Oh, to see. So that day, I'm a shade of a tower to tower. Oh, tower to Yama Chitras, Yana, and got something about it. But it's tower to tower, and then it's tower to decision to get tower to tower. Oh, did it.
So, because here I'm explaining the meaning of the root text. So, when you are listening, you have to look at the root text. No? If you are just sitting there, just listening, and then you are just happy with listening and hearing whatever you hear, and then you are contented with that, then you are not going to get it also.
Oh, Toshini, don't tell me, Tao Lok, what he says. That person, Kangal Tao, you could have.
So that's why I'm reading the root text, and all of you have the root text, yeah?
Oh, Toshini, that, tell a deuce, that Chao Tawasa, don't that direct that. That, don't that. Tell a Chao Tseki, say 60, tell a deuce, yes. That, do you know, you're the condition here is what you're sung here, that, don't that. Sanja Punjo, you're the category, think you are this.
So he says this, the fourth verse starts with obedience, paying homage. Yeah. So here you're paying homage to Buddha. So the person that you're paying homage to, what kind of qualities does it possess?
Oh, Tukshini, that don't take a last song, that don't take a cause.
So in this explanation of the qualities of the Buddha Jewel, there's an explanation, some of the qualities are uncompounded, some of the qualities are compounded, yeah.
Oh, Tukshini, that is the word. 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 This is the word. That 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 is the word.
So first, there's an explanation of the uncompounded qualities of Buddha. Yeah. So obeisance to the one who has no beginning, middle, or end. So it's essentially, this is describing basically the nature body.
Oh, Tukshini, the karsana ta tumachi chagyare. Oh, Tukshini, anishi, ta ti tumachi nza, anishi, tongmal, ani.
So the nature body is uncompounded. So as such, you know, it was not produced. It's not produced. As such, it does not abide, and it does not disintegrate. So, therefore, it has no beginning, no middle, or end.
Oh, Tukshini, that ton ko that ton tam na rangshing number thapa sudo ton dai ni ta ta rang pa shen tu kala ton na ta rangshing tu be kya ya maris rangshing tu be ne ya maris.
So he was talking about the nature body, and from the perspective, from the factor of its from the perspective of the factor of its natural purity. So by nature, it is free of existing inherently. So if you apply this to these three words, the beginning, middle, or end, it says, so if you apply in that way, then you're saying that the nature body has no inherently existing beginning by nature, yeah? And likewise, no inherently existing middle and no inherently existing end. Next, who is quiescent or who is pacified? Here we are talking about it from the factor of adventitious purity. The factor of adventitious purity of related to the nature body. Then who drew Buddhifi? I don't know what. Who drew Buddhification? Became Buddhified in self-arisen aspect. Here we are talking composed. The composed quality, basically referring to the wisdom which directly perceives things as they are. So I guess who through Buddhification became Buddhified in self arisen aspect. I guess here you could say the referring to the wisdom which directly perceives the two truths. Then that phrase which says so that those who have not realized it might realize it, so that shows the quality of mercy. So out of mercy, so for those who had not realized it, might realize it, then the Buddha taught the path of fearlessness and permanence.
Mm-hmm. jime tenpa lam, jinze roti doji, shonam, dunga nyugu zojeba, naso tamji, ki kor, tekzum jiba, zom, sede, tonda yin, ta nyube chabar ten, ta tonda tira.
And then the remaining part of this verse shows the quality of power. And who carrying the supreme sword and vajra of knowledge and mercy cuts the sprouts of suffering and destroys the walls of doubt that are surrounded by the darkness of various views. So in short, this verse shows the factor of natural purity and the factor of adventitious purity, the factor of mercy, and the factor of the quality of mercy and the quality of power. Yeah.
Oh, tindrisha. That tine ma that. That kaise. That tigiyo to.
So this is a brief presentation of the qualities of the Buddha Jivoya. So what comes next is the slightly more extensive explanation of those points that were just mentioned. Yeah. Buddhahood has qualities of being uncompounded, spontaneous, not being realized through the cause of others, knowledge, mercy and power, as well as being the two aims. One can talk about Buddha from the perspective of Buddha's body that is for the purpose of oneself, and the Buddha's body that is for the purpose of others. So it says Buddhahood has the quality of being uncompounded. This is similar to what was just mentioned earlier. Here we are talking about the nature body that is the natural purity, the factor of natural purity of the nature body, which is an uncompounded phenomenon.
What to say? Dilemma, ma ane si ta lungi tu sedi ane si kasuara ta ta lubu namtaki ane si lubu number tapa ta tanda ni.
So Buddha who has a quality of being uncompounded, yeah, so referring to the nature body, which is the factor of natural purity, which is an ultimate truth, which is an uncompounded phenomenon. Then spontaneous here refers to nature body, which is the factor of adventitious purity. And here referring to the true cessation in his continuum. And not being realized through the cause of others shows the wisdom that directly realizes, we say ultimate truth, but there's a way of saying citta. I don't remember how you know, citta and jineva. Conventionalities and what? There's a way of phrasing it, but anyway, yeah, that's what. So such a wisdom that already perceives the ultimate nature of things, yeah. To see things exactly as they are, knowledge. I guess maybe this refers to the quality of. Or the wisdom which directly perceives conventionalities. So mercy indicates the quality of mercy, and power here refers to the quality of power. So, you know, the word spontaneous, we are referring to the true cessation in the continuum, yeah, of Buddha, referring to the factor of advantageous purity of the nature body. So here it talks about how Buddha's activities, you know, benefiting others are spontaneous, which does not require any effort whatsoever. So the Buddhas have the quality of being spontaneous in that their activities to benefit sentient beings are effortless, spontaneous. They don't require any motivation nor effort. You know? And that is only possible if you remove the obstacles to such spontaneity. And the obstacles are different degrees of obstacles. They are both, based in short, they are coarse and subtle. Yeah. So essentially, the subtle obstacles that prevent spontaneity is this the knowledge obscurations. Yeah. So because the Buddha is free of knowledge obscurations, therefore his activities to benefit the sentient beings are effortless, spontaneous.
Tama
So I guess the next three verses are a kind of slightly extended explanation of what we have just said. Yeah, because of having a nature without beginning, middle or end, it is uncompounded. Because of possessing the quiescent truth body, it is said to be spontaneous. Because of being realized by oneself individually, it is not realized through the course of others. Because of realizing aspects in that way, it is knowledge. Because of teaching the path, merciful. It is power because of removing suffering and afflictive emotions. Ignorance is not really an emotion. Yeah. An afflictive emotion through exalted wisdom and compassion, through the first three, one's own welfare, through the latter three, others' aims. Inspiration.
Okay, finish. Huh? Now I'll start to finish others.
So let's summarize here. How many qualities in this case, in this context, how many qualities does the Buddha possess? It is said that there are eight here. Yeah.
Oh, doksine. That dinema. That tondai. Kalsore. That tumachishin. Seyakala tondai. That rashigin. Number tapa seydi. Yundesik tungiyore.
So Buddhahood has the quality of being uncompounded. This is showing the Buddha's quality of natural purity. Next, the quality of being spontaneous, referring to the quality of being, you know, spontaneous, the quality of which comes, a quality which happens due to a complete pacification of all effort and motivation. Yeah. This quality of being spontaneous is shows the quality of the factor of adventitious purity. This word spontaneous is indicating the because nature body is divided into, you could say, two. Yeah. So here the second one, spontaneous, referring to that quality of the nature body which is the factor of adventitious purity. Yeah. Having been purified, that factor of purity of being purified of the adventitious defilement. Yeah. So, and here it refers to the, of course, it's talking about the true cessation, yeah, in the Buddhist continuum. Yeah.
어, 독신이. 다 신기 징이 똥이 봐서도 돈다니, 다, 다, 밖에 돈, 돈이, 다 돈이 무슨 돈이 시, 어, 독신이. 다, 지다와, 지다와, 지다와 김이 시, 어, 독신이 대숭아, 다 돈다, 대래.
Then the third quality of not being realized through the cause of others here is highlighting or indicating the Buddha's wisdom which directly perceives things as they are, or the wisdom which directly perceives emptiness. Yeah.
어떻게 보세요? 어떻게 다티 독신이 되나마 견당 수도가나 다 진이 맞지 미시 세지 숨겨래.
Then knowledge refers to the Buddha's wisdom which directly perceives conventionalities.
Oh, that 독신이 되네 마 다 자와 세대다 아 다 되네 다 안 산지 주기 안에 독신 아래 인식 전부 어떻게 자체 자와 수도가라다 산지 주기다 인식 전부 독신의 숨어.
Then mercy here refers to the great compassion in the continuum of Buddha.
아 독신이 다 누바 수도가 다 누비한테 사텔 텔테네 아니시다 캠바다 자와 디니기 아니 누바 가리에메 디숭기아레 누바 디다다 데아레 소 독신 숭하시다.
So the power here refers to because the quality of the quality of power itself, yeah, having yeah
독신이 다 되게 배제한테 죽도 차기아레 다 디니 수도가다 다 되네 람덕이 전시 람덕이 연대 신덕이 연대에서 독신이야 레레 차바이나 다 람덕이 연대 신덕이 연대에서 독신아 다 인식으로 독신의 계책도 와.
Then as well as being the two aims, so far we have six, isn't it? Then you add the two aims, so you separate the two aims. One is an aims of oneself, the aims of others. So 6 plus 2, then you have 8. Yeah.
어 독신이 또 다행이 다. 디카바다 산야 군족 세대라 아니 연대 계단된 것이 고그레스 어디서는 숨겨래 아라 선수 산야 군족은 대바지 산야 군족은 연대 간대시 된그레스나 연대 계단된 말에 연대 디네디네 대야레스 어떻게니 모두 지키야래 어디를.
So this is an introduction to the Buddha jewel whom we entrust ourselves to, who we take refuge in, who we have faith in. So here, the Buddha jewel is said to possess these 8 qualities.
안 다가래 다티네 마다 제시대 다 망보이스도 고기 있는 게 나아 먹었다.
아이고. Well, if there's anything that you want, that you need further clarification, you can bring it up. Yeah.
I'm super confused. I don't ask you, I cannot sleep. I ask you, last lesson, right, there is this statement that says the emanation body can be seen by disciples who have pure karma. And then I don't know what emanation body is, right, and all the other thing, of course, I don't know everything. So I went to search. I realized that there are actually two emanation bodies. One is a supreme emanation body, the other one is the ordinary emanation body. So what confuses me is, and I need correction, The emanation body can be seen by disciples who have pure karma. Wouldn't it be better if it said that the supreme emanation body can be seen by disciples who have pure karma? Is it correct?
What?
Okay, again. The emanation body, there are two, right? Is it correct?
Yeah.
One is supreme emanation body, and this is the one that can only be seen by those with pure karma. Right?
Yeah.
Then the ordinary emanation body can be seen by anyone. No. So I confuse. So wait, another one.
Yes,
the emanation...
You can be emanation body then.
That's why I'm confused. Because
then,
I cannot, right? Okay, then another one is, the emanation body, one of the definition that I got from the Lama Yeshe Wisdom Archive, it says, gross form bodies visible to ordinary beings. What is this gross form body? I have some more. I continue.
Your question is what?
What?
What is gross form body or what? What are you asking? What is the supreme emanation body or what?
I ask all. I'm super confused. Super a lot of body. I'm very confused.
What super body was? Huh?
And then I have some more. Bodhisattva superior, and this Bodhisattva Mahayana superior, and another one, I forgot what is it. I also don't know what's the difference. There is too many different terms that is being used that I got all confused. Okay, maybe that one I sorted out myself, but I want to know what is the gross form body. And then if the ordinary emanation body can be seen by anyone, who is this anyone? It's not us, definitely, right? So what is it?
Could be you, huh? Could be you.
This confused cannot be.
Okay.
I have some more, but just this one first. Thank you.
だ、先行は盲目やで。あ、先行は盲目や。他には盲目してこれ。そうはねばで。ろ。てて。だんだ中古をせ、中古をせ、ディスガルもろ。ろ。中古と中古をせ。で、だ中古中古をせで、どんだてれ。だ大丈夫とか、しゃげとかどうした。もばぞが3件ね、あれなんぞ無理んで、ペシ。あにだ。僕
There are indeed many things to know. There are indeed many words and terminology to learn. In fact, it is endless, yeah. So maybe let's deal with the supreme emanation body. An example of a supreme emanation body is, say Shakyamuni Buddha. In reality, Shakyamuni Buddha was enlightened a long time ago. So, but then, you know, he displayed, you know, the deeds of being born and achieving enlightenment, and then, you know, the achieving passing the parinirvana. So essentially there are 12 deeds, yeah. So the emanation body that displays these 12 deeds is called the supreme emanation body. Yeah, so Shakyamuni Buddha is an example of a supreme emanation body.
Okay? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it?
That is the that is the simple way of looking at it. Yeah.
Tuksin. That tuku sell na so yung kare. Tuku sell ni mis jamo sumi tengko marwa. Tuku sing ay tila na mo na so chuni yung kare. Sanjing tuba la dami na yung kare. Sanjing tuba la ani miyong chure tuno yung chure. O tuksin ay ta ridang kanjim dang ta dami na yung chure tuwa san chuden dang ta dami na chuni sanjing yung chure. Tuku sedi ta, jiwi shinga la juni yungu yore, pama la juni yungu yore, rwa korangi ta, simjigi tuen shedu, tuwa dame la dine yungu yore, tela ta, tuku sena, di lap chukure, ta dinde, ani si tuwa, tonga la, kaya nwa si, tong tuwe si imare, otire.
So the emanation body in general need not be one who displays the 12 deeds. In fact, there can be all kinds of emanations, yeah. Right. Buddha can manifest as a dog, Buddha can manifest as a human being, Buddha can manifest as your parents, Buddha can manifest as virtuous friends, Buddhas can manifest as a building. In fact, the Buddha can manifest in any way. Yeah. So all those emanations of Buddha are called emanation bodies.
Oh, that is. That is, Tonga Damit, Casa Damit, Chugu Tugu said the Karoj, Le Matana, and Chiang, Chugu Tugu said the Kapuchak.
So the emanation bodies are there for the sake of helping all kinds of beings. Yeah. As such, you do not need pure karma to see or to come in contact with emanation bodies, yeah. But so supreme emanation body is different. That is only accessible to only people who have pure karma merit can meet an actual supreme emanation body.
Yeah. Anishi tsenda, bechi yendebe, anishi lungu seti da. Di jie la, ya, changse pakwa shi kwa shi, karo shi, changse pakwa samma to pa to anishi ya. Bechi tsenda, bechi yendebe, anishi da. Lungu namche ki sangke tuto jie tuku ya ma re, oti sungu ya re.
Seeing the enjoyment body is even more difficult. Yeah. Seeing the enjoyment body that is adorned with these major marks, major signs, and the minor exemplifications, they are only accessible to minimum bodhisattva superiors.
Oh, that let him go talk. Tinema, Anishi, Taya, Puggy, Dagilan, Shinet, Lobo Namda is Churchua, Anni, Rashigi, number Takwas, Rashi Namda is Churchua, Wonyuku.
Then if we talk about Buddha, like for example the nature body, which is the factor of natural purity, the nature body which is the factor of adventitious purity, or the wisdom, the Buddhist wisdom that already perceives all phenomena, both the ultimate and ultimate truths and conventional truths. Yeah. Those bodies of Buddha can only be directly realized by Buddhas themselves. Even Bodhisattva superiors cannot realize these directly.
The mentors, the doctor in the Menahamo.
That is the thing.
So the next three verses are essentially a clarification on these eight qualities. Yeah. So perhaps we can look at it in the next session. Yeah. So please read your root text. But for now, what you have to know what these eight qualities of the Buddha. Yeah. You have to know that there are eight. You have to know what they are. Yeah.
This one.
Okay, time for questions.
Two questions. One, I heard that just now, maybe I heard wrongly, but there's something like out of the eight qualities, some of the eight qualities are uncompounded, and then there are some qualities that are compounded. Correct? But I didn't get those qualities that are compounded. First question. Then the second question is verse 4. This part has not been explained. I'm curious to know what is it about. Who through buddhification become buddhified in self-arising aspect. I'm interested to know especially what is means by the self-arising aspect.
So the quality of being uncompounded and spontaneous, which refers refers to the nature, the factor of the natural purity of the and the factor of having this priority related to the true nature body. Yeah. These two are uncompounded qualities. Yeah. Then the quality of the wisdom that we see, which directly sees both the two truths, and the qualities of knowledge, mercy, power, these are compounded qualities. Yeah. So who through buddhification became buddhified in self-arisen aspect. So here it refers to the self-arisen wisdom, the omniscience. Yeah. So achieving omniscience, you know, from moving from being the last moment of a sentient being, becoming a Buddha, that achievement of enlightenment, is not dependent on a guru. One achieves it oneself.
Yeah.
So this self-arisen wisdom, referring to omniscience, right? So if, as you know, we move from being the last moment of a sentient being,
and then in the next moment becoming a Buddha. That happens within meditative equipoise. So as within 1 minute meditative equipoise. So in that meditative equipoise, you become a Buddha from a centimeter. You become a Buddha in that meditative equipoise. As such, that happens not by depending on a guru or somebody else. Yeah, it happens oneself, through oneself. One has to achieve it oneself. Yeah.
This was the question I wanted to ask in the last lesson. It's clarification of the four reliances that Ken Rinpoche spoke about. Not relying on the interpretive, but relying on the definitive. And not relying on the words, but relying on the meaning. The first one sounds very similar, so I just wondered what is the difference between the two, because they seem very similar to me, and it seems repetitive. My other question is the emanation body. I always thought there was only just the Rupakaya was just the complete enjoyment body, and the emanation body, which is illustrated by Shakyamuni Buddha. So the supreme emanation body, can Ken Rinpoche please give an illustration of a supreme emanation body? And what is the...
That one I just gave just now.
You gave emanation body to be supreme, Shakyamuni Buddha.
Supreme emanation body, Shakyamuni Buddha, I just mentioned now.
Oh, okay. It sounded like it was just Shakyamuni Buddha, so, emanation body, the body that everybody can see. With my eyes open, yes. So then the explanation of what would be pure karma. What does that mean, pure karma? Yeah.
So pure karma means you are free of the karma that prevents you from seeing the supreme emanation body.
We'll finish soon.
So do not rely on the words means do not just judge or do not just qualify something as bad or good based on just whether the words themselves are pleasant sounding. You will find statements that the Buddha made, such as, well, phenomena are truly existent. Buddha himself said, there were times that Buddha himself said. So, that is an example of, you cannot take that literally, because in reality things are not truly existent. So as such, that statement that the Buddha made, things are truly existent, is the meaning of that is only interpretive, in that you need to find out the intent
behind that statement. So there's something else, there's something more to that literal meaning of the word. There's something more. So as such, it's not definitive. So you know that statement, the statement such as things are truly existent, statements made by Buddha. Such statements you cannot take it literally. Why we cannot take it literally? Because it goes against reality. Reality is that things are not truly existent. So as such, we cannot take that statement literally. Of course, there were reasons behind, and the reasons why the Buddha said that, isn't it, right? But that you cannot take it literally because it goes against reality. So, as such, there must be a deeper meaning behind, a purpose behind that statement. There must be something, you know, we look beneath the surface. Buddha must be trying to say something else, you know? So therefore, as such, you cannot take it literally. So the meaning of that statement is only interpretive. So you have to read the root text on your own, whether you understand it or not, you know. And then, you know, then you hear the explanation, and then you try to relate the explanation again back to the root text, you know. And then that's how, you know, things unravel after a while, yeah. But you have to read, yeah. But you cannot expect that, you know, by reading you understand. Of course it's difficult to understand, yeah. You can't understand just by looking at the word. You can't expect to understand uncompounded to mean whatever I've said, or spontaneous to mean. Of course that's not possible, yeah. There's so many things that we have to put in place, yeah. You look at the word uncompounded. If there's uncompounded, there must be something that is compounded, isn't it? If there's something that's uncomposed, obviously there's something that's composed, yeah? So then what? Then the opposite of being uncompounded is compounded. Compounded or composed means something that is produced and abides and then disintegrates, isn't it? Right? And then what is production? What is abiding? What is disintegration? There's so many things, you know? So many things you have to gather information and then put together slowly, you know? It's not going to happen immediately, yeah? So here the point is that the Buddha who you take refuge in has the qualities of mercy, qualities of knowledge, has that pure true cessation and so forth. This is the Buddha, the thing that we entrust ourselves to here. So this, you know, this section is trying to explain, you know, what who we are taking refuge in here.
Right.
So if you relate this to the Lamrim, the stages of the path, yeah, in the stages of the path, in the section on refuge, where it talks about the qualities of the three jewels, in that section, there's a discussion, there's a, trying to explain why is the Buddha a suitable object of refuge. And in there, four reasons are given. One of the reasons is that the Buddha is a suitable object of refuge because he has freed himself from all the faults and all the obscurations and all the mistakes. Yeah. So that indicates the quality of cessation, isn't it? The quality of cessation, yeah. Cessation. It indicates true cessation, yeah.
어떠시니? 되나 만준적으로부터 신직과 탐자단태에 탑을 켜봐. 생준적으로도 접수협의 준자가서나 직과 탐자단태에 탑을 켜봐. 수도가나 다 진입의 윤대 숭구여래. 배나 가서 캠비의 윤대 숭구여래.
Then another reason that's put forth explaining why the Buddha is a suitable object of refuge is that the Buddha is skilled in the method of freeing others from their fears, freeing others from their suffering. So that is referring to the quality of knowledge. He knows exactly what to do. Yeah, the qualities of knowledge are this one.
어 독신이 아니 독자래. 다 김배 내 순간 대가 말아 봐. 봐.
Yeah. So that you know that reason that's put forth in the Lamrim is related to the quality of knowledge. Yeah.
어 독신이. 근데 말하더니 이제 시작할까? 아니 꾸나 독신. 막 예림에 봐 도시심 안 가면서 다 예림에 봐 도시심 꾸나 예림에 봐 도시심 안 가면 싫어서.
Then the next reason that is put forth in the Lamrim, explaining why the Buddha is a suitable object of refuge, is that the Buddha possesses the compassion that is free from bias.
어 독특히 다. 제외된 스타토다 디스구요래.
So that is basically talking about the Buddha's quality of mercy.
아니, 이까다 균제 시바데 카르레 즉 균제지요 되는 말이지. 강화했다 시바.
So what is the fourth reason that is put forth in the Lamrim explaining why the Buddha is a suitable object of refuge?
균제 시바데 카인.
What is the fourth reason? What is the fourth reason?
오케이, okay, look for that.
누바가.
아, we start here. 오케이.
오키도키. 사지 부기지시 메토장 리라인지니 되게.